are many ways you can support Write Up My Podcast, but we'd love it if you pick just one.
You can join our Rump Club via Patreon from as little as £3 a month.
Get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, the inside scoop on upcoming episodes, members-only workshops, no-holds-barred Gwen and Kate Wiffle Waffle, and more.
Simply head to patreon.com/writeupmypodcast. Or if you prefer to be a one-off supporter, you can send us a virtual coffee. Head to buymeacoffee.com/writeupmy.
Follow the links in our show notes and we will love you forever. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rumpet.
It's right up my street, my boulevard. It's right up my Strasse. Oh my God, it's garden right up there. Ah, it's right up my podcast.
Welcome to Write Up My Podcast. My name's Kate White.
And my name's Gwen Watson. And this is The Rumpet. This is where we share ways to make you feel good and read out your shout outs. How are you doing, Kate?
I am doing very good. Thank you very much. How are you? What have you been doing to make yourself feel good?
Well, I've got a list, actually. I've come prepared.
Oh, I love this. Yes. This is a side of Gwen I enjoy. And I love me a list.
Say, this is a side of Gwen I'm not used to. Gwen being prepared.
Come to the front of the glass.
All right. Hey. Okay, here's one thing that I did. Well, one thing I've just done in the last kind of half an hour, I've had a nap with my cats.
Oh, I mean, what's not to love about that? I need some important information here. I need to know cat positioning.
They're at the end of the bed.
Oh, right. So they're not all like snuggled up with you.
No, they're not really into that. But
assholes.
Exactly. They are absolute assholes. One of them will come and get under the cover with me sometimes, which is really nice. But it's such a rare moment that they're both on the bed and they're both not just scrapping each other. So if they're both on the bed I go in there for my nap, oh my God.
It's like seventh heaven.
Oh, I feel like I'm winning at life. And after we were chatting with Claudia Hammond last week, all about rest, I'm a bit like, if I need a nap in my afternoon, I'm just going to do it, man.
No apology needed.
No.
Just do it.
And lying on my bed, like when I get to about 4 or 5 o'clock in a day and the sun is shining on my bed and I think, right, I've done enough. And I just go and lie there and I have the sun on my face. Obviously, that's not every day of the week. I do live in West Wales.
Sounds lovely.
I live in Barcelona and the sun is shining on my face. And I lie there and honestly, it just brings me so much joy. And that's my happy place.
That is heaven. I don't want to hijack your list.
Go on.
I don't want to derail you from your list. But you mentioning Claudia made me think about something that of all the interesting things that we spoke about on our episode with Claudia last week, one of the big things that really stayed with me was your story about dogs at the beginning of it. And it got me thinking loads, because I'm not a dog owner and I didn't grow up with dogs. It got me thinking about dog etiquette. There were two things you said that made me think, is that normal behaviour?
Oh yeah, go on.
One was the woman, you were on a telephone call and the woman came up to you, interrupted you and said, you've got to say hi to my dog. Is that normal behaviour?
No, I'm just going to say that. That does not normally happen.
Okay, all right, good.
And the second, excuse her for that because that dog was very cute. Go on.
It was a cute dog. All right, so it's allowed. The second was the man with the buggy. Is that a common thing to push your dog around in a baby's buggy? Someone tell me.
Yes, if they're an older dog.
Right. This was like a sort of wobbly legged dog.
To be perfectly honest, the dog looked perfectly fine and not very old. Usually, so I think these dog owners might just be a little bit precious. But and it's not like a children's. You might be thinking about the kind of pram we'd have been pushed around in. I was pushed around in a massive pram in the 70s.
Old school, I love it.
Old school with the massive wheels. Like they're kind of a bit cooler. They're a bit more boxy. And but
are they cooler? Is that that the right word to describe them?
A pram. Yeah, so cool because it's got a dog in it. And,
what could be cooler?
On that note, I saw a woman the other day and she was carrying, because you know I've got a rucksack for my cat.
Yes, which is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my
life.
She
had one on her front and it could have been a cat. Look, this is a terrible story because I don't know the punchline, but it looked like a ferret. And I am
Maybe
here
it was
for
a
it.
Ferret. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No judgment. No judgment from me.
No. I am here for carrying around your pets like they are babies in some kind of a pram or a holdall. Do it.
As long as you don't start breastfeeding them at the end of this little nap, fine. I'm fine with all of it. Back to your list.
She
back to your list, Gwen.
She ruins it. Okay, this is on the theme of making my bedroom a nice place to go and have a nap in. I've strung up some fairy lights.
Oh, I love it. And for anyone who hasn't heard us talk about this, Gwen is the queen of the fairy light. Your house is 50% fairy light.
It is, actually, yeah.
It's amazing.
And outside, it looks like Christmas. People comment on my house.
So cosy.
Yeah. I've got fairy lights out the front. I've got fairy lights in the back garden, yep, all the way through the house and now in my bedroom. And these are like coloured ones. Like they're all like purples and greens. And it's just so pretty. And
that sounds
nice. I mean, Jake did come in this morning and say it looked like a fairground, but
who doesn't have fun in a fairground?
Exactly.
Who doesn't love the fairground?
Especially a fairground that you could just lie down in and watch
the action. A fairground where you can have a nap. That's the dream.
That is the kind of fairground I'm up for these days, to be perfectly honest.
And do you remember our episode with Math Potts? What was that episode called?
Oh, was it about
connection?
Yes, connecting with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they did this living room, public living room, don't they? And in the box to set them up with, he's like, it's all fairy lights. So he's like, no space can't be improved by putting fairy lights up.
I 100% agree. Yeah. Any space looks better with some fairy lights strung up. Defos. Oh,
this makes me want to go fairy light shopping.
Do it. What else have I been doing? Oh, here, after the last episode when I was talking about, do you know what we really need is just some nice Christian telly. I've been watching Virgin River and it is absolutely, it's pap, I've got to say.
Oh.
It's terrible pap, but it's soothing, it's comforting, it's got a little bit of joy in there.
Hang on a minute, I can't work out if you're recommending it or steering people away from it.
I mean both.
Both.
Like, if you're going to watch it, don't hold me responsible because you're going to be watching it going, this is shit. In fact, I was watching it with a friend at the weekend. She goes, what is this?
Oh,
this
no.
is terrible, man. And then by the end of the episode, she was saying, oh, I've got to get home and watch the rest of the series.
Really? Yeah. She's hooked.
She's hooked. But it's one of those, it is eventful, but in a kind of like, totally wholesome Christian way, and like you really feel like the church elders have written this.
Oh wow. It's been approved by the highest.
but like, you know, there's a really wholesome Christmas episode and everybody's it's just ridiculous,
like a Bisto advert.
Yeah, exactly. And stuff moves on very, very slowly. There's a character that has been pregnant for 5 series. Just given birth at the end of the 5th series.
Oh, so you're living these people's lives in real time.
In real time. People literally comment on Twitter. They're like, yay, season 3, Charmaine's still pregnant.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I bet that actor is just like, oh, for fuck's sake, can I just stop being the pregnant person now? Can I actually have
Can I have a new storyline where climbing or like, or do some kung fu or something, please? And she did actually say, and I don't know if this was deliberately self-referentially funny, but she did say in the last episode, gosh, I feel like I've been pregnant for years.
Funny that. It's a
she literally
miracle.
Has been.
That's brilliant. I have to look this up.
But like I said, it's a vaguely recommending it, but if it's just awful, don't blame me. There we go. Yeah.
But warm glow, there's something quite nice about just warm glow TV, isn't there? Where you feel like you've just had a little hug afterwards.
Exactly. That's what I'm all about. I just want, stuff that's going to make me feel good, not agitate my nervous system, and that I can feel a little bit soothed afterwards.
That sounds nice.
But more of that in life.
Yes, please. Yeah. Soothing.
Soothing lifestyles. Please. Good Lord. Yeah.
Lovely.
Kate, what have you been doing to make yourself feel good?
Well, you said something then which I was like, oh, that's a really good segue into what I was going to talk about. And now I've promptly forgotten
what was the thing
that you said was. Hugs. You mentioned hugs.
Ah.
And I like to do a little bit of research. There's nothing I enjoy more than a scientific paper that's backed up by someone with the word doctor at the front of their name.
Go on.
And I came across, I'm going to make out like I was reading The Lancet or something. I wasn't. I was on Instagram. And a study all about kissing and hugs. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, because it made me think about our money and the mind episode. You know, when we talk all about kind of dopamine mining. Is that the right phrase? Dopamine mining? It's like basically...
where you go and find it in wholesome ways rather than scrolling and gambling.
And spending money.
Spending money, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So hormone hacking, like...
It's oxytocin. That's what you get from hugs.
This is what you get from hugs. So this study was all about oxytocin, and it showed that... in order to get a boost of oxytocin, which makes you feel connected, it makes you feel safe, it makes you feel secure, it's the love hormone.
Yeah.
You need to hold a kiss. So if you're giving
Instagram.
In the morning, yeah, you need to kiss it for 6 seconds.
Yes.
You need to hold that kiss for 6 seconds. And likewise, a hug, you need to hold that hug for 20 seconds in order for it to give you that oxytocin boost. So if you, with your, I don't know, if you have a significant other that you live with or a sibling, or someone that you give a peck on the... Actually, not a sibling.
No, this is what I was going to say. There is a caveat here that it was specifically talking about romantic relationships.
So when you say goodbye to your dad in the morning, don't just give him a peck on the cheek. You need to snog his face off for 6 seconds.
You need to get in there for a good old smooch for no less than 6 seconds in order
and
to
I
feel good.
Guarantee you will feel good afterwards. I don't know how he's going to feel about it, but you...
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah, but actually 6 seconds and 20 seconds for a hug. Is that quite a long time? That probably does feel quite a long time in the
20
moment.
20 seconds for a hug. Yes. Like if you would, I could fully do that with a partner. And I guess if you were to do that with somebody who's not a partner, it would be a thing, wouldn't it? It would be like, okay, we're hugging.
We're really hugging now.
We're still hugging.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had those hugs with friends where you go to pull away and they're doing the thing,
they're doing the intense
hug, and you're like, oh, okay, all right.
Because how long do you think an actual hug is? Is it usually like 4 seconds?
Okay,
2 seconds?
I'm going to mock it up.
Come on, let's pretend. Three.
Time me. Three.
Yeah, and if you're a bloke, probably less. It's probably after 1.5 seconds that the bloke starts patting the other bloke on the back. But yeah, so 20 seconds. I think you've got to kind of get consent for that first, haven't you? You've got to like go, look, this is what I'm planning. Are you
just
up for
that? Just FYI, I'm going to hold this hug till it gets awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I might snog you for 6 seconds. And you're going to thank me for it afterwards.
Do you mind?
Yeah. Do you mind?
This is going to improve your day. Actually, that's reminding me, there's a guy that I know and he does that. He gives you big, long hugs. And every time... you do slightly think to yourself, oh, I think he fancies me.
Oh, so, right. Yeah. I think he wants a little bit.
Yes. So, yeah, I do think you've got to explain yourself if you're going to go in for the longer than 4 seconds because it's going to give an impression.
You're giving messages that might be mixed. But then when those hugs do happen and you're confident that they're not wanting something that you're not willing to give, when those hugs with a friend do happen and they go on for a bit longer, you're like, oh, okay, they're leaning into it. At the end of it, I always do feel like, oh, they really like me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm obviously a really important friend to that person. And that feels nice.
Yeah. And I think, and there's something about, there's somebody I know, she would always, you know, because we always hug over the left shoulder, don't we?
And we do, don't we?
We all, like, you'll notice it now, we all hug the same way. We all hug over the left shoulder. And this woman I know, she does it the other way around. So you're putting your hearts together.
Oh, that's nice.
So she wants to have like a heart hug.
And, oh, that's really nice.
And it always feels weird every time, but I quite like that idea that you're putting your hearts up against each other. And
that is nice.
Yeah.
When you go to hug someone, do you put both of your arms over their arms or under their arms or one up, one down?
Oh, that's a good one. I think I'm a one up, one down.
A one up. That's probably more natural, isn't it?
Is that where we all go? Do you know what? I did see that exact post.
Yeah.
And let me say who was speaking. It was John and Julie Gottman, who are they're psychologists and they've done massive studies on relationships. They've got the Gottman Institute. Sorry, I'm quickly looking through Google here. And they've got a researcher-based approach to relationships. They've done decades of research into couples.
Yeah. They know their stuff.
They really, really do. And they basically discovered, and I can't remember exactly what he said at the beginning, Kate, but, you know, we're never really fixed on actual facts here. But you might remember he said something like it's when the like when a couple leaves in the morning to go to work, the husband who kisses his wife before going, this is quite traditional, isn't it, is likely to live 4 years longer the husband who doesn't. Something
Pause
like
for thought,
that. Yes.
Because I do have the exact wording here.
Here we go.
Let's bring it in. So a German study spanning 10 years revealed that men who kiss their wives goodbye each morning tend to live about 4 years longer. This isn't just a quick peck, but a meaningful gesture that strengthens bonds. A six-second kiss helps release oxytocin, boosting feelings of safety and connection between partners.
Yes, and bonding. Yeah, and
bonding. And
if you slip the tongue in, apparently you live 5 years longer.
I like your hair, your face, your shoes, your laugh, your slowness to take photographs, your jokes, your voice, your interest, your care with strangers and with colleagues. I like your choice of foods, your actions, words, your shifting moods, and above all else, I just like you.
Hey, Kate, it's shout out time. We've had a good bit of feedback after the Seed Sisters episode, which I think was episode 52, all about herbal secrets. Emma Biddle says, fabulous podcast. The Seed Sisters are awesome. Here's something to consider. Why do we dismiss herbal knowledge as old wives' tales?
Yeah, thanks, Emma. Yeah, that's a really good point because so many things, I feel like that's an easy brush off. It's an easy thing for people to say to just very quickly dismiss something.
Yeah, and it's and I think I actually referred to it as being old wives' tales in the pod, didn't I? But we did say all those old wives' tales, actually, they knew best. Because we were talking about, oh, yeah, it was the cabbage tincture on the boob.
Thanks for the reminder.
If you want to listen to Kate being sick in her mouth, don't forget, go to episode 52. We actually said in that, didn't we? That the old wives' tales, we should probably be listening to them because they knew what they were talking about.
Yeah. Other episodes that we've had some nice feedback from. People have been getting in touch about our episode last week with Claudia Hammond talking all about rest. And someone said that they've now added a daily nap after lunch and they try to make sure they get 10 hours sleep a night. Definitely listening to my body as it's so tired. We hear you. We hear you.
10 hours.
Okay, so this is interesting because I read that all of the research about you've got to get your 8 hours a night was based on the male body.
Obviously.
Whereas actually women, need more than like 9 or 10 hours a night.
Is that true?
Yeah, apparently so.
Hey, that's amazing. I did not know that.
In order to get 10 hours sleep a night, bejesus, what time are you going to have to go to bed?
6:30.
Fuck. Yeah. Never going to happen.
Let's do it. What else you got?
Oh, and Living LA Voice Art commented on our last Rumpet, The Pyramid of Joy, saying, love me some glimmers. My faves are that moment when the sun comes out and nature just smiles and breathes that bit more slowly. The light and feel around becomes magical. I can see it. I can feel it.
I love it. Do you know what? I have to say, since that episode and since you talking about glimmers and Claudia sending us on our all walk, I am now, whenever I see something lovely that sparks some joy in me, I actually do think, it's a glimmer. Like I make it a moment.
Yeah.
And that is a lovely thing. Yeah.
Such a lovely thing. So it's become this really brilliant habit that you've got now.
Yes. And that's what she's saying. The more we do it, the more we see the good things, the more we are in our present moment and the more we connect with nature and the world around us. And if you don't know what we're talking about, basically a glimmer can be like we were talking earlier about a lovely, fun little dog running towards you as you're walking along.
Yeah.
Something that just makes you smile inside in that moment.
Yes.
And yeah. And anyway, yeah. Glad that other people have noticing their glimmers too.
Yes, thank you for your feedback. We love to hear from you.
And we want to know more about your glimmers, please. Do get in touch with us. You can email us writeupmypodcast@gmail.com or comment on our posts on socials. Where are they, Kate?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at writeupmy and on Facebook at writeupmypodcast.
Come and join us.
Thank you for listening to The Rumpette.
Please like, review, share the episode with your friends, and please subscribe too.
And why not join The Rump Club for exclusive content at patreon.com/writeupmypodcast for as little as £3. Or alternatively, you can make a one-off donation at buymeacoffee.com/writeupmy.
A massive thank you to our team. That is Andy G on the music, Erica Francis George on the artwork, and of course, the wonderful Dave Jones on the voiceover.
Our next Rumpette will be in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, we'll be back next week with our episode all about art mindfulness. Meanwhile, keep trying things
to make you feel good. Bye-bye.
Tell me, did you like the podcast, Brian?
No!
Oh. If, unlike Brian, you thought our podcast was really great, then don't hold back, like, subscribe and tell your mate. But if, like Brian, you thought our podcast wasn't fun, then just keep quiet, don't feel the need to tell anyone. Oh, we'd love to hear from you if you've got some thoughts to share, such rich and lovely views that all should be aware of. But I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate. 'Cause we don't need grumpy pants bringing everybody down. No, we don't need negative Nellies making people frown. So I hope you liked our podcast and you thought it was really great. And if you did, like, subscribe and tell your mate.